Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's Green Onions. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Paul Angles, a great member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Angles Inc. Angles-Inc.com, right, Paul?
That is me, thank you.
And he wrote the Angles Report, which is an outstanding documentary of document with the best and the worst practices of online marketing by corporations. He invented the cost per click advertising idea, and so we're benefiting from his vast experience. We've been talking about the four steps of what he calls a four-part online marketing process. First, you got to find them through advertising. Then you got to love them up when they land on your page. Do that the right way. And then you can't leave them hanging, folks. When they complete the landing page information, you can't leave them hanging. You gotta give them some resolution. Tell them to go somewhere, or tell them you're gonna be right back in touch with them, or make them happy. You gotta, when you love them up on the second step, you can't drop that. You gotta keep it up. But the last step is the one that you say people mess up on, and this is hard for me to believe that people don't follow up. I don't understand not following up.
It's not necessarily not following up. It's often following up badly.
Oh.
But when I surveyed the marketing automation companies, out of 21 companies, only 3 of them bothered to pick up the phone and call me.
Unbelievable.
When I surveyed banks, every single one of them, every single home mortgage company followed up on the phone. But the quality of the calls was all over the place. So one huge bank, one of the top banks in America, called 5 times in a row with the exact same message, but said by different people.
Wow.
It was word for word identical.
Wow.
So this is the kind of follow-up that big and small companies are doing every day. Thankfully, for my clients, I'm happy that their competitors are awful, because that gives that huge competitive advantage.
Well, I called a small business this week.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity for them. I was going to give them a gift. I got a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
And this was standard. This wasn't, you know, somebody just went to the bathroom or to lunch. This was their way of meeting the public. I got a voicemail.
Sure.
I was given the opportunity to go into their tree and pick out whoever I wanted to talk to by their name, or I could go to the operator. I tried to call them 3 times, try to get the operator. No, the operator never answered, ever. And when I find,
yeah.
and when I went to the person's position, I left a message for her. She didn't call me back. The second time I called, 5th time, I went all the way through to her, and she finally answered the phone.
Wow. I
had to work really hard to do them a favor. I got more things to do, you know?
I promise you, if my business development guy gets you on the line or gets your message, he will hound you.
Wear me out, huh? I mentioned I left a message and nobody called me back?
Oh, it's awful. It happens all the time.
This is small business. You know what? I can't afford that myself.
No. But big businesses can't either, but they do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid, I'm sorry to say, that small businesses are probably not much better. Folks, you can't do that. You spend all this time, all this money getting people to come to see you, and then you don't love them up. I mean, that's the term I use, Paul, is I love them up. We love you up within an inch of your life.
And that's really a great way to look at it.
Somebody said that when people walk in their door or come to see them, he said we think, hey, the prince has arrived or the princess has arrived. I like that thinking.
That is really good, you know. But there's more to following up though than just after you. Even if you do it, you have to do it right, and you have to measure what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sending emails, you can see, are people opening my emails? Are people responding to my emails?
Mm-hmm.
I work with a company that sends out a series of 7 emails, one a week for 7 weeks. And I look at it, and I study their analytics. They didn't do anything. They could have just turned them off, and they wouldn't have noticed any difference mm-hmm. in their sales. So we redid their email, and we changed the sequence, and we studied the numbers, and we doubled their sales
mm-hmm.
from the same spend on advertising.
And this is a form of big data, isn't it? It's a variation of big data that small businesses can take advantage of, isn't it?
It's small data.
It's unsophisticated big data, right? It's small data. Right. I like that. Small data. I like that. Hey, Paul, I need your website quickly, please.
It's angles-inc.com.
Okay. Hey, Paul, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We enjoyed having you here. Paul Angles, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.